Okay, here's some really sick stuff that I can't exactly put to music because it's stupid, but I think they're funny. Now, this was last year. I'll just put down poetry for school. Oh boy, I spelled it wrong. 1986 to 87. This is poetry that I had to write for school. Some of it's really dumb. Okay, here we go. This first one, May 6, 1907. This is called Poetry from the Sick and Demented. I'm not going to say what the assignments were because I don't know myself. Okay, here we go. First one is called Daydream. A wooden pencil rattles noisily across the desk. The aggravated teacher looks up from her work and scowls. In the back row, a student cocks his head to grin at his perturbed authority. Then he lays his head down on his desk and ignores class for the rest of the day. Deep within the boy's dreams, grasses shrivel, becoming tremoring strands of gold. The grasses are dying, and when one shrivels, a life is ended. But after life comes infinite years of golden nourishment. At this point, three especially small grasses bend down permanently to the ground, but they remain green, and the gold does not come. Death, a mist, poisons the grasses, and they shrivel. Blood swirls in the air like a tornado, like funnels, painting the walls with crimson red. A dorsal fin cuts through the blood, and the room tilts and explodes. Someone coughs, and the boy raises his head. The dismissal bell clangs, and the tired class rushes to the door. Three catfish, a goldfish, and an American chameleon worth $50 each die. The chameleon chokes repeatedly on its last grasshopper, and the fish float belly up to the surface of their aquarium. A sister screams at the sight of the corpses, and the boy just stands there grinning. I sit at my desk playing war games by myself and reading stories about battle and death. Outside my room, the family mourns the death of my pets. My sister loved them more than I did. Something has disturbed and angered my parents, and they constantly glare at me in disrespect. They will refuse to get me another pet. They say I don't deserve one. They say I am cruel. I say, like, I care. Okay, that was the first one. Come on, applause. I think it was okay. Next one is called More Healthy Excerpts from Poetry of the Sick and Demented. Death, examples of my favorite abstraction. Now look, I was really sick last year, not physically, mentally. I was determined to be the grossest person in the class. I don't know why. Okay, death, examples of my favorite abstraction. The blind terrorist wearing cardboard Mickey Mouse ears bought in Disneyland hijacks a 747 over the Atlantic Ocean and he takes the controls. Absent-minded students turn in crumpled, misspelled reports for Mr. Kleiner, who regards them as unsatisfactory. With their backs turned in complete embarrassment, the students have no idea that the psychotic teacher is slowly pulling a sterling silver butcher knife from his desk. Innocent, unknowing children hungrily devour trays of food in the lunchroom of Burley Middle School. Cotton-soft kittens, newly born, with eyes still unopened, encounter for the first and last time the busy Chicago streets. One day, a child's most precious possession, and the next, a speed bump. This last one was dedicated to John Friesen. He's this really super nerd type. Nerd type who would, like, read his poems on a tape, you know. He likes cats, so I wrote that one to him. Okay, and his comments are, my favorite image was found in the rough version. As difficult as it is for a horror movie to rise to the level of art, so are images designed purely for shock value or sick humor, unlikely to really affect a reader. I don't know what that means, but he wrote it. Okay, this is another one. More from Poetry of the Sick and Demented. This is called My Sickness, My Brain. I could bet anyone from anywhere of any age that it happened, that Jessica, my sister, really did drown in the deep muddy waters of the Rivanna River, that she really did tell me as she sank I was the best brother out of one she ever had, that she did tell me to write her own will for her, that she really did drown knowing I was the best person in the neighborhood to her, and her strongest companion, topping even her father. Yes, I could bet on it. Every penny I saved, every piece of cloth on my body, every worthless crumb of filth I owned, and I lose. For starters, my sister never drowned. She's still alive. And why would a live person make such propositions in anything but a dream? And that's what it was. A darn good dream. Death is like cancer. It eats away at your self-confidence until you lose control or end up dying yourself. When a grandmother dies, whole life seems to be drained, and your father is trampled over. You wait in vain for her to return, and your mother breaks down crying. You are ready to give up living, and your grandfather already has. I've never had someone die in my family before. I certainly don't know what it's like. Have you ever had a broken leg? Not many people have. But when you do break a leg, you remember it for the rest of your years of sanity. When you break a leg, actual pain doesn't come until a few minutes later when you're being carried off the field and having your leg inspected by awestrucken ones. In the meantime, you're forced to stare down at what the people are gaping at, your leg and its crookedness, and you wonder about pretzels. How do they feel? I'm serious. A broken leg has a striking resemblance to a pretzel, minus the sesame seeds. Well, I guess if you have gravel stuck in your legs, they can count as the seeds. Sometimes the gravel is more painful than the break itself. I've never had a broken leg, just a broken arm, a few abrasions, and a slight brain damage. Now look, that's the end of that poem. I was really, really mentally disturbed last year, as you can tell. I was sad, very sad. I got a whole bunch of awards, though. For being a good student and very creative, but I was just a little bit sick. That is from 7th grade! I'm sure that really bored you, and you're probably not listening to this because you probably fast-forwarded it already. But I'm gonna get another thing, and I hope it can be a song because of all that poem. It really downgraded this tape. I bet you like the other one better.